This is Dr. Sigan Victating from West Bloom Faith Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A. Last name is Fornell, F-O-R-N-E-L-L. Date of birth is 11-28-1944. Date of evaluation is 6-27-2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, history of behavioral problems, medication review, history present and last. This is a 78 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 6-19-2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient's chart indicated unspecified fracture of shaft of left tibia. ASHD, depression, hypertension, polyneuropathy, obesity, anxiety, dementia. Patient is a poor historian during my evaluation. She could not tell me today's date, month, year. She thought Trump is the president. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. She stated that her husband died 4 days ago and is going to the funeral patient talked about her 2 daughters. She gets tearful talking about the loss of her husband and reports that they were together for 40 plus years. Patient denies any thoughts of harm to self or others. Appear no hostility or agitation at this time. Next paragraph I reviewed. Evaluation done by psychologist Dr. Tuttle from our service. Who found the patient lacking capacity to make informed decisions. Period. Patient was admitted here on donepezil 10 mg HS and risperidone 0.5 mg HS. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, non-reported ear, nose, throat, somewhat hard of hearing, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, non-reported genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient treatment, substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest, college, 4th year, current occupation, retired. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, widowed, number of children, 2 daughters. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty of legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, required informing chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, commonly medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information, mental status examination, blood pressure 135 over 79, pulse 100, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech. not very spontaneous mood, dysphoric, Kama got tearful talking about death of her husband, thought processes confused, thought content no, suicidal ideation no, homicidal ideation no, perceptual disturbances non-reported, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person only, place and time impaired, memory recent impaired. Patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, poor, form of knowledge, poor, judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Risperdal 0.5 mg QHS and Donepezil 10 mg HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, unspecified dementia, moderate with psychotic disturbance, F03.B2. Plans continue Risperdal as prescribed. Period, if her condition remains stable, may consider gradual dose or reduction of Risperdal at future visits. Number 2, dysthymic disorder, F34.1. Number 3, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21. Plans support provided. Patient is grieving loss of her husband. Next paragraph. Under orders and procedure 99304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of anticholinesterase inhibitor, number 2, antipsychotics, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.